Can I change my attitude to wholeness? Can I change my attitude to wholeness? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can I change my attitude to one of wholeness? To do that takes a little bit of discipline on my part. For every time I have a thought that comes into my mind that says unwholeness, or that says illness, that says unhappiness, that says something imperfect about my body or my affairs, it's up to me to immediately say all is in divine order. It's up to me to immediately say there is only divine order. It's up to me to say, I understand me. I understand my thinking. As I said before, I cannot have a stubbed toe because that's not in my consciousness. That's not in my awareness. How much do we walk with our feet? We walk with our feet constantly. And how often do we stub our toe? Very, very seldom, if ever. And we don't have to stub our toe. But we're so accustomed to walking properly, we're so accustomed that our feet see where we're going. Yeah, really, our feet see where we're going because we consciously or unconsciously or however it is, we know where our feet are stepping. We know where we're putting our feet down. We know when there's a stone along the path, when there's something to trip us, when there's something to stub our toe. We know, we sense that. We have an intuitive sense knowing that is so. It's something that we trained in ourselves as we grew up. It's something that we always had. We say we have eyes in our feet. We have the ability to see what's coming along. And as we see what's coming along, we walk accordingly. We lift up our feet for the cracks in the sidewalk. When the sidewalk is tilted or broken in any way, we lift up our feet. We know that the sidewalk is going to be that way. And so we walk harmoniously with the sidewalk. We walk harmoniously with what we want to do. And we do that all the time. Now, we've trained ourselves to do this over time. We've trained ourselves to do this in awareness, to believe that we sense something coming along that might stumble us. We know that. Now, do we have to? We can walk backwards, in fact, and we don't stumble. But we know what we're doing. We know how we're doing it. We know the lay of the land. We know how our feet are going to be stepping. And we know the same thing about our wholeness. We know the same thing about our wholeness because our wholeness knows exactly what it is that we want to do. Our wholeness knows exactly what it is, how we want to live our life. And our wholeness knows exactly why, when something comes up and makes itself known to us, when some ache in our arm or leg or whatever, we don't put our attention on the ache. We say, all is whole and perfect. And we sort of wiggle our leg around so that the pain is gone, or so that whatever is bothersome to us is no longer there. We don't give attention to the hurt. We give attention to the wholeness. Now, that's worth repeating. We don't give attention to the hurt. We give attention to the wholeness. No matter what it is in our life, no matter what it is that comes to our attention, if it is something that is not what we want to experience, we give attention to the wholeness rather than to the problem. What was the problem? Now, we don't want to pay attention to the problem. Oh, you say, if I'm aware of it, then I'll not experience it another time. Well, if that's so, then you could be quite busy being aware of things you don't want to pay attention to. But we want to take our time and our energy and our interest and our wholeness attitude and put it on wholeness, put it on that which is important for us, that which is most interesting for us to experience, most interesting for us to know. Do you want to know what your wholeness is? Well, you don't even know that, because you take it so for granted. It's so commonplace in us. Our wholeness is so, it's the most natural and most ordinary thing for us to experience. And this is what we want it always to be, the most ordinary thing for us to experience. So when we say now that it is the most ordinary thing for us to experience, then we say, I am whole and perfect. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I have an ideal body. I have an ideal mind. I have an ideal awareness. My intuitiveness makes me aware of all things that are beneficial for me. And so when something that comes along that's not beneficial for me, my intuitiveness tells me, pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to that. Just step around it. Step around that stone that might stub your toe. Step around that experience that might be uncomfortable for you. And walk in the wholeness and the purity and the goodness and the genius that you are. Be that right now in everything you do. Be that in every way you are. Be that in everything you think. And it's a matter of training. And you can train yourself to do that. You can train yourself to be aware of just how wonderful you are, of how fabulous you are, of how joyous you are, of how magnificent you are, of how outstanding you are. All is in divine order. Now, we say all is in divine order, and we say it constantly, because that's the truth about us. That's our reality. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. So often we said we have no idea what divine order is, and we don't need to know. The only thing that we choose to know and desire to know is that all is in divine order, and we allow it to be. If you say to a child often enough, you're a good child, you're a good child, you're a good child, that child will reflect that. That child will live that. That child will be that good child. But in the same genre, if we say, you're a bad child, you're naughty, you're naughty, you're not, we keep impressing that upon their consciousness, that their inner self says, I guess that's the way I'm really supposed to be. I'm really supposed to be a bad child. He said, no way, no way. Yes, but that's what we do. And that's how we do it. And that's the problem that we have. We emphasize the incorrect attitude of our mind. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wholeness. Look at yourself as wholeness. Look at everybody in the world as wholeness. Look at all the experiences you have in your life as wholeness. And as you look at every single thing in the world as wholeness, then every single thing in your world is wholeness. And it is wholeness right now, and it is wonderful. Say that for yourself. Know that for yourself. Live that for yourself. Be that for yourself, because that's the truth about you, and that's the truth about me, and that's the truth about all that we ever will know in our life. Can I change my attitude? Well, do I want to change my attitude? What do I want my attitude to be? What do I want my attitude to express in my world? How do I want my attitude to reveal itself in my world? How do I express my attitude in all things that I am? How can I do that? How can I know that? How can I understand that and be aware of that under everything that I do, under everything that I want to say? How do I do it? All I do is say, all is in divine order. Yes, I have eyes in my toes. I have eyes in the back of my head. I have eyes everywhere. I can see everything. I know everything. I'm in harmony with everything. So I just flow. And just as a seaman takes the wind and he uses his sail to make the wind bring him wherever he wants to go, so we take the statement, all is in divine order, and we let life take us wherever we want to go. And we get there, beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. Can I change my attitude to one of wholeness? As simple as that. All is in divine order, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.